On the show today, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Jeff Chaney is back in the house, and we are going to talk all about the 2 a.m. ordinance that you guys are voting on right now with the official election happening on November 4th. This is the Frisco Podcast for October 31st, 2014. All right, Jeff, thanks for coming back in. Good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
All right, so this has been an issue in Frisco for a very long time. I didn't even realize earlier this year that this was going to be coming up for a vote again, so I'm glad to see that it is.
Sure.
And has this been on the agenda for a while, or?
You know, it actually has not. It's been a relatively quick process to get it back on the ballot. Actually, seeing it on the agenda caught many of us council members by surprise. But it is on the ballot. This issue does have a long history here in Frisco. In fact, it's funny because we first dealt with this, I think it was my third council meeting when I was first elected back in 2007. So talk about really stepping right into the fire as a council member. But, you know, the history of this item is really, you know, city council, including myself, back in 2007, did decide to extend late night hours to 2 a.m. in Frisco. That passed by council rule. Now, there is checks and balances that are available to our citizens, and one of which is if our citizens don't like a decision we make, they can actually petition to put the item on a ballot. And so that is exactly what happened. Back then, I think it was only 500 to 1,000 signatures, I think, required to put an item back on the ballot, and some citizens were successful in doing so. And so it showed up in the May 2008 ballot. And then the ordinance actually failed by popular vote. And so we essentially went back to closing times at midnight based on that.
Okay. So on one hand, we're glad to see that the system works and that there are opportunities for the citizens of Frisco, if they're not agreeable with something that's been decided, to change that. However, I know this is also a particular issue that a lot of people, myself included, are very hopeful will get passed along. And I know there's a lot of people that are pushing for that right now.
Yeah, and back even when it was on the ballot back in 2008, there were quite a few people that essentially sat on the sidelines because they were aware of the rule that if a county's population is over 800,000, then it actually becomes 2 a.m. by right, so you wouldn't need a ballot. And so people were expecting that our 2010 census would have Collin County at over 800,000. And so it would become automatic. And so a lot of people weren't as passionate about passing it a couple years earlier prior than it becoming just an automatic rule. Well, it ended up being that our population ended up being like 10 to 20,000 people short of that. And so it did not become automatic. And so that's why I think a lot of people now are saying, okay, it's been, you know, a good 6 years since that. We now know that it would be 2020 before it became automatic. And with all the growth happening in Frisco, there's a lot of people that just think now's the time is right, so that as we're developing the second half of the city, it's done with this new ordinance in place.
Yeah, very good. So good case in point as why getting out and voting really does matter.
Absolutely.
So even though we were kind of hoping that we would get over that threshold, and the interesting thing about that was for Collin County, right? The 800,000, which means that there's close to a half of Frisco that's in Denton County that wouldn't necessarily have that apply.
That's absolutely true. And so had that come into effect, then we would have had the decision of saying, do we want different closing times at different parts of our city? And so that's actually one of the big driving forces behind this issue is that, you know, our police department and many of the officers I speak with, and just seeing it with my own eyes, consistent closing times with your surrounding communities, in my opinion, is actually a safer policy to have than different closing times. We see it, you know, every Friday or Saturday night where our citizens may be at a restaurant until midnight, and rather than deciding to go home, they'll jump in their car, they'll drive to Plano and continue their evening. Putting them in the car multiple times, having them drive further, and then on top of that, they're not staying in the same establishment where the same bartender can monitor their drinking, and our police officers can't really monitor as well where they're coming from, versus if we know there's some areas that, you know, there's likely people that have drinking too much coming from, we can keep a closer eye on that. So we feel it's actually a safer community if we go to consistent closing times with our surrounding neighbors.
Yeah, and there's undoubtedly some business impacts of that as well, but we'll get into that in a minute. We reached out to MAD, that for a lot of people that may not realize, they're actually based here in Dallas, mm-hmm. have an office out in Irving. And while they declined to come on the show, they did say that they do, it's not specific to our ordinance, but they do have a policy or a position that supports consistent hours with the cities around you. Not necessarily extending it beyond that. In fact, they said they would not be in support of that, but having the same hours as our neighbors does make sense to them as well. And they're in the business of keeping a close eye on those things and understanding the impact of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's a couple of things surrounding this issue that voters should keep in mind. You know, one, of course, the most important is our community safety. So that's one. And then obviously there is certainly financial implications and business implications of the ordinance. You know, just other things that me as just a resident that I like to keep in mind with this is that, you know, unfortunately, people that are going to choose to be irresponsible with their drinking, that happens all times throughout the day, whether that's someone rolling off the golf course at 3 o'clock that maybe drank too much, or leaving Frisco at a restaurant at midnight, or going to Plano and staying till 2 a.m. You know, obviously, first and foremost, we want our residents to be responsible with their drinking when they do choose to drink. But, you know, again, with the consistent hours, we think that is going to be a safer environment. The other thing is that we actually have a teen curfew here in Frisco.
I didn't know that.
We do, yes. And it is actually midnight. So to me, I just think it's a little ironic that we are telling our citizens that have been out drinking and our teens that we want you on the road at the same time. And so, you know, for me, if someone has drank too much and chooses to make the poor decision of getting behind a wheel and driving their car, I would rather them be doing that later in the evening than at midnight when our teens are trying to get home. So that's another issue, you know, we like to certainly keep in mind. So from the safety aspects, you know, it's my personal opinion that Frisco will actually be a safer community if we do choose to go to 2 a.m., which a lot of people will choose to vote against this. I think it's very much an emotional decision mm-hmm. when that happens. And I respect all individuals who just think drinking itself is a bad thing, and they will oppose any measure that makes it easier to drink or later, you can drink later in the evening. But I feel that if you really take the emotion out of it, look at the logic, Frisco will be a safer community if this does pass.
Yeah, I think from a practical standpoint, a lot of people feel that way. There was an interesting statistic that I saw that the city of Plano went to late night hours in 2005. And just to show you that the real world doesn't always follow common sense, the next year their DWI and alcohol-related driving incidents actually went down about 3%. Now, whether or not that's statistically significant, I'm not the right person to say, but that certainly says that extending to those late night hours is not going to cause a spike in incidents or an increase in incidents the way I think some people are concerned that it might.
Absolutely. And that's what we've looked at, that same data, and actually had personal conversations with Plano and actually other communities as well that have chosen to go late night. And they've basically all said the same thing, which was no impact to it. And then on top of that, I think it'd make all the communities safer and work better together if we all had consistent time. So me as a citizen, I'm just speaking on behalf of myself, I hope it passes for that reason the most. But certainly I will get into some of the economic reasons you know, that people may want to consider passing as well.
Yeah, so that's a good segue into the business side of this now. I think we've addressed the safety issues and hopefully people are keeping that in mind. But then there's all the revenue that we're sending away. And there's the revenue that at least potentially, and I've actually spoken directly with some people who have experienced this firsthand, mm-hmm. that may just not be coming here because of that. So somebody could come here for a conference, and it's a little weird to say to their conference goers who are having a nice time, having some drinks at the hotel bar, or whatever the case may be, if you want to keep going, you're going to have to leave. You got to go down to Plano now. That just doesn't make sense. So they may come once, but the next time that conference comes, they're probably just going to go stay in Plano.
That's right. And our CVB, our Convention and Visitors Bureau, that is one thing they consistently give us feedback on, as well as our hotel partners, that they are no doubt losing business as a result of us not having the late night hours, because the conventions, when they do come, you know, You know, we've all been out of town to conventions. Usually you're going out with your colleagues, and that's an opportunity for you to get to know them better and network and do those things. And they want to stay out later than midnight typically. And most people don't want them getting in the car to have to drive to it. And so absolutely it does make a decision in booking the events. That's a big piece of it. Obviously, we've got the embassy as a convention center. We're actually looking to potentially add even another convention center here in Frisco. And that's really a big piece of our tax base is drawing those types of events in, getting them here. They're spending money in our community, at our mall, eating at our restaurants. And it's a huge tax base for us. And we're definitely slicing a quarter to a half of our pie of opportunity out of there just because, you know, of that one ordinance that's out there.
Yeah. So what about some of the other business impacts? What else can we talk about that would, I mean, the tourism piece is certainly one big part of it, but I'm sure that's not the only thing we've got to consider.
Well, you know, one piece of it is actually just having the types of restaurants that we want here. You know, there's a lot of them that just make the business decision that they're not going to come to our community because we do not have late night hours. You know, whether or not most people stay out that late or not, they want to have the opportunity for events. I mean, in Frisco, a New Year's Eve celebration.
That's a problem.
You know, they're calling last call before you actually count down the ball. So,
yeah.
So we have heard many stories of some of the types of restaurants that normally you would expect to see in a community like Frisco that aren't here, and you drive around and you just see it with your own eyes. That's probably one of the biggest complaints I get here on City Council is, you know, our residents are saying, you know what, I love everything about this community. We never feel like we have to leave here. We've got the sports, things for my family, everything is here, the shopping, but we don't have fine dining. We don't have those destination restaurants, and we're leaving to go to Plano for that.
Yep.
And so, you know, truthfully, I think we're going to be limited on what we can attract, and, you know, we'll be kind of more locked into chains and those types of establishments without having this ordinance. So that's a big piece of it is we'll be able to attract a higher caliber of restaurant, which is crucial right now because we've got some major developments happening.
Yeah.
We've talked, you know, a couple of weeks ago about the Wade Crossing and what they're trying to do there and the Cowboys development and stuff happening around the ballpark. I mean, there's going to be cranes along the tollway here for the next 5 years.
Are we going to start looking like Dubai?
That's right. We will. Yeah. Especially with the Dubai development coming. That's another one.
There you go.
But, you know, if this is successful here in the next couple of weeks, I think you're going to really start to see those commercial brokers start making a pitch for some of these high brand type restaurants that we're hoping to come to Frisco.
Well, I know we've done several polls on Lifestyle Frisco, and one of the consistent pieces of feedback that we get is the same. It's that the one thing we don't have enough of is a little bit more nightlife, a little bit more fine dining, stuff that's geared at adults. Love the kids, got lots of stuff for them already. We want some things for when we want to go out. But that also ties back into the hotel and tourism and convention business that we talked about before as well. I mean, they're going to need places to go to dinner. They're not just going to hang out in the hotel.
That's right.
You know, we love Chili's, but you're probably not going to go there for your business dinner and things like that. So we need to take these things upscale a little bit more.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one thing on council that we've always tried to work really hard on is trying to identify our holes, which means what are our citizens leaving Frisco for? You know, years ago, we didn't have a big box retailer like a Costco, so that was a priority. Everyone was going to Plano and spending their money there for their bulk goods. So that was a priority, getting Costco here into Frisco. Now, really, that's it. We need a better entertainment district. We need more nightlife because our hole right now is we're losing people to go to Plano for their adult entertainment and then also going down to Waters Creek and other communities. And we hope to be able to provide that for our Frisco residents here in the next couple of years, and passing this will be a big shot in the arm for that.
All right, very good. So let's take that opportunity to then move into the vote itself. So early voting actually began October 20th. So you're already in the thick of it, and it runs through October 31st. So if you want to do early voting, you got it done by this Friday. And then the election day is on November 4th. So we're coming up on that pretty quickly. There's a little bit of confusion on the language of the ballot. So we want to make sure that it's very clear to everybody when you go out to the polls and you're going to place your vote, what you're voting for, depending on which side of the fence you're on.
That's right. And, you know, this ordinance was this ballot item was a real challenge for attorneys to draft, because technically what's happening is the voters are deciding whether they want to appeal the ordinance that appealed the vote that city council took. So it's not easy for the average person to read and understand what it is. But the most basic way that I can describe it is, if you're in favor of the late night hours going to 2 a.m., then you want to vote yes when you get to the ballot box. If you're not in favor, then you're going to vote no.
Okay.
So there's some other mechanics that have to happen, because technically if the yes vote wins out, then essentially what that does is it gives the right for the city council to then vote again to have late night hours. Now, you know, in my opinion, if the voters tell us yes that we want it, then that's just more of an administrative function, mm-hmm. and it would pass the next council meeting. But just so people understand the mechanics of how that vote will work. But bottom line, if you're in favor for it, vote yes. If you're not in favor, vote no.
Okay, so when is the next city council meeting after the election?
All of our council meetings are the first and third Tuesday of every month. So it would be the
third Tuesday.
That's right. So election day is actually next Tuesday, which we will have a council meeting. So it would be the following meeting. So
okay.
Second half of November.
So we'll still wait a couple of weeks for the final official word. And then assuming that the city, if the citizens vote yes, mm-hmm. and city council says, okay, let's pass this, how long before that takes effect? Is there a delay in that, or does it become effective immediately and everybody stays open?
Yeah, it becomes effective immediately. I do think there's some administrative functions that each entity would have to have as far as possible permits and TABC and so forth. I'm not exactly sure about all the mechanics of that,
okay.
but that part of the process would be relatively quick for our existing restaurants that decided they want to take advantage of the new hours.
Yeah, I would think the restaurants and establishments that are ready for that are going to look at what happens on the vote on the 4th. And then knowing that they've got a couple of weeks before city council meets again, they're probably going to start getting that stuff in order.
I would expect so.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, Jeff, that helps clarify a lot of things. Thank you very much for coming back in. What can I say, everybody? You're going to hear this on Friday the 31st, which is the last day to get out and do the early voting. So if you're just catching this that day and you don't have time, make sure you get out on the 4th and vote. We'll see you there at the polls.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Jeff.